Al Hood, the inaugural Clifford Brown Jazz Trumpet Consortium on the way. And you've been working on this for a good 10 years.
That's correct, yeah.
Why did you initially come up with this idea for the consortium?
Well, I've been a longtime admirer of Clifford Brown, being a jazz trumpeter myself. And I feel his legacy is one of the most important things for young people learning the craft and learning jazz and learning the trumpet, of course. So I thought I would gather together some pretty renowned faculty members and train students that way in Clifford's hometown, actually.
And what are you offering these students?
Mostly it's kind of a hands-on jazz training session with the trumpet, so they'll be getting theory lessons and learning tunes and learning how to improvise and being coached and playing with rhythm sections, but also the history of Clifford Brown, where he grew up, where he flourished, the places he played and the schools he went to, and just learning about where he came from.
And of course, he was such a monumental figure who tragically died so young. We can only imagine what he would have accomplished if he had lived and was able to continue making music. What do you think would have happened, Ellen?
Well, I think the directions that John Coltrane, the great saxophonist, took, I think he would have went that way with the music. And there's just no telling the heights he would have reached. I mean, he was only 25 years old when he left us, and already a monumental figure, like you said, and still, you know, people still try to relate to that today. They try to get to that level. His sister and his wife told me he was also interested in producing, so he would have done some things along the lines of what Quincy Jones has done.
So you say you're going to teach these students about playing and theory, etc., but why is it important that they understand Clifford Brown?
Well, he was the figure that I think more than most introduced melodicism in jazz music to us. His phrases were so logical, they were so fresh, and they also had quite an impact of emotion to them. So when you combine all those things together, that's sort of a rarefied thing in a musician. There's only a few that really attain that. So we need to capture that in more players, more of our young players today.
And Clifford Brown, as well, has been noted as being somebody who introduced hard bop. Tell us what that is.
Well, hard bop is sort of an extension of the bebop tradition from Gillespie and Parker and Thelonious Monk and that school. But it had sort of more raw edge to it and energy to it. Some people say adding bluesy qualities to it, or a harder edge sound, or something like that. Also introducing some of the kind of the funkier elements in jazz, blue notes and different things like that. So it takes a different twist on the typical bebop tradition.
And although Clifford Brown died very young, he had a remarkable run during the height of his fame in the early 50s and made more than a dozen albums, so we're lucky that we have those.
Yes, absolutely.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, my personal favorite is Clifford Brown with Strings. For sure. I think that's an album every trumpet player gravitates to eventually. And then everything he did with Max Roach, Brown and Roach Incorporated, and those albums were amazing. And I also personally love the Art Blakey Night at Birdland.
Well, heading back to the consortium, people should know that even though they can't go to the consortium because it's for trumpet players, there are so many things that are happening that the public is invited to, including the consortium performance at the DuPont Clifford Brown Jazz Fest.
We are on the main stage on Tuesday night on the 16th, and we're going to head the whole group over there, and we're going to play an hour set. All the trumpeters are going to play maybe four or five on a tune, and we're going to play music of Clifford Brown or music associated with Clifford Brown. And the faculty itself will also play a tune together. So there's going to be 32 trumpet players all together. And I think one of the most important kind of events in this is the cemetery tribute, which is on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. And we'll all be playing I Remember Clifford for Clifford at his graveside, and with special words by his son, Clifford Brown Jr., who will be with us all week.
And the culminating event, the Jazz Trumpet Consortium's finale concert, that's on Thursday.
Yes, yeah, and that will be somewhat similar, but a much longer set. So we'll play more tunes, and everyone will get a chance to play.